but were not allowed to receive any new NADs without exchanging gold at the set price. Unlike the crisis with the Bretton Woods gold standard, during which a country could exchange their currency for USD and then exchange that USD for gold in order to acquire NAD, countries now had to put up gold in exchange for it. This increased the value of the NAD and made it a viable and stable currency. Riyadh, the Islamic Republic. Zahir Akhtar loved being at the center of the decision-making process. Being the personal advisor to the caliph was not just an honor, but a chance to have immense influence on the direction of the country. Caliph Mohammed, the economic ministers are in the briefing room waiting to provide you with this past year's progress, said Zahir.
Excellent. We need to continue to retool and re-educate our people if Islam is to rule the world.
Mohammed Abbas had been the caliph now for several years, and though a lot of progress had been made in unifying the Middle East and North Africa under one banner, there was still an intense amount of work that needed to be done. Mohammed was an economic wizard. He had spent most of his life studying economics and worked tirelessly to convert the Saudi economy from being an oil-focused financial system to a dominant manufacturing and banking center. After becoming caliph, his major focuses were on economic expansion, manufacturing, and education across the Middle East and North Africa. He had secured numerous trade deals with China, Russia, the EU, and South America, and had garnered a lot of economic activity for the new republic, despite most nations not agreeing with their political and religious beliefs. Caliph Mohammed and Zahir walked through the Grand Palace at the heart of the Islamic Republic as they made their way to the formal meeting room. The palace was made of the finest marble in the world and decorated with gold, gems, and other expensive and magnificent materials. It had taken 5 years to construct, and only the finest artisans were allowed to touch any part of the construction. The formal meeting room, or council chambers, as it was starting to be called, was a fusion between the decorating sensibilities of the old world and the technologies of the current world. The caliph walked past the long mahogany table to the golden chair intended especially for him. The other chairs in the room were made of silver and bronze, with comfortably padded seats and backrests. The room had numerous 3D media displays that showed either TV programs or computer-generated images and reports. Each media device was specially placed, so every person at the table had the optimal view. In the center of the table was a small, holographic interface. This allowed presenters to display their brief as a floating image, and it also could be used as a 3D video phone. Mohammed bin Aziz, the Minister of Industry, began the meeting.
Caliph, thank you for taking the time to meet with us. We have a lot of information to go over with you. I hope you have good news to report. It has been 5 years since we took power, and we need to start showing more improvements. Yes, Caliph. I would like to discuss our manufacturing improvements first. We have completed construction of the aircraft manufacturing plants, along with manufacturing facilities to build our new air-to-air and air-to-ground missiles. These new manufacturing industrial centers are spread throughout the provinces of Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Indonesia. They will employ 330,000 people directly and engage another 6 million workers for supporting positions. With help from our Chinese and Russian advisors, we have been converting our manufacturing capabilities toward war production at a rapid pace. We also have numerous munitions factories under construction, and the Chinese are in the process of assisting us in establishing our own ground-based laser anti-ballistic missile defense system. We believe we can have our first operational laser battery to cover Riyadh within the year, explained Mohammed bin Aziz.
Excellent. And how has the modernization of our armed forces been going, now that the Americans are fully out of the country? Asked Caliph Mohammed.
His face did not hide the fact that he was clearly impressed.